Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lyricist Lorenz Hart once called love the self-deception that believes the lie. But even he had to write romantic love songs for characters in Broadway musicals. Here's an hour of Hart on the Hart.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
On the few occasions when Lorenz Hart's romantic language leaped over the top, he quickly rescued it with something familiar but inventive. He knew how to write about perfection because songwriters have always been masters of hyperbole. Here, though, he doesn't write about perfection, just somebody worth loving. A young man has a figure less than Greek and a mouth a little weak, but a young woman loves him as he is. The song sounds innocent, but there's a tangy intelligence and perhaps a cocked eyebrow that do nothing to diminish the young woman's feelings. "Don't change a hair for me," she sings, "not if you care for me." Hart gives us a lesson in the conversational romantic lyric as Aaron Dilly sings "My Funny Valentine."
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent. You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile. Your mouth a little weak when you
From Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1937 score to Babes in Arms, Aaron Dilley, My Funny Valentine. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. To appreciate Lorenz Hart's capacity to express romance, it helps to have a contrast. These are the songs we expect Hart to have written. He was a tortured soul who feared that his work was worthless, a closeted gay man who surrounded himself with beautiful women, and an alcoholic whose despair reflected the ever-deepening melancholy that his wit could never quite conceal. From the 1938 score to The Boys from Syracuse, Rebecca Luker with an anthem of self-deception, Falling in Love with Love. Rebecca Luker, Falling in Love with Love. Hart's songs weren't about him, but they reflect the state of his nature. They treat love as if it's a deception, a disease, or a lift of the heart that's unreliable. The recurring joy leads only and always to heartbreak, love as disease. Davis Gaines and Sarah Uriarte Berry, This Can't Be Love, and Bobby Van and Kay Coulter, It's Got to Be Love.
In Verona, my late cousin Romeo was three times as stupid as my Dromio. For he fell in love and then he died of it. Poor half-wit. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
Though your cousin loved my cousin Juliet, loved her with a passion much more truly yet. Some poor playwright wrote their drama just for fun. It won't run. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet.
Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
It feels like neuritis, but nevertheless it's love. Don't tell me the pickles and pie a la mode they serve me unnerved me and made my heart a broken down pump. It's gotta be love. It isn't the morning after that makes every rafter go spinning around above. I'm sure that it's fatal, or why do I get that sinking feeling? I think that I'm dead, but nevertheless it's only love.
It's gotta be love. It couldn't be falling notches
or too many starches,
but nevertheless it's love. Don't tell me the lamp in the barbershop gave me sunstroke.
With one stroke
you made me feel like yesterday's hash. It's gotta be love. It couldn't be indigestion.
Beyond any question, I'm fluttery as a dove.
I've heard people say it's no worse than a cold, but oh, that fever. I'm burned to a crisp, but nevertheless it's only love.
From the 1938 score, The Boys from Syracuse, Davis Gaines and Sarah Uriarte Berry, This Can't Be Love. And from the 1936 score, to On Your Toes, Bobby Vann and Kay Coulter, It's Got to Be Love. Love is something you can't rely on, but can't resist either. You can't prevent it, and you can't cure it. All you can do is endure the ending when it comes, as it will. And then it won't be long before you fall again, because its promise is irresistible, and for now it does fill the heart. Lorenz Hart, who never found love but yearned for it, understood nearly everything about it. From his and Richard Rodgers' 1937 score to Babes in Arms, Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone, I Wish I Were in Love Again.
You can't tell me you can forget everything.
I am not a woman who lives with her memories.
You can't throw me out like this.
Mr. Fielding, I am out of love, and you are out of luck.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. Sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled-out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again.
The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
Christopher Fitzgerald and Jessica Stone, I Wish I Were in Love Again. Romance makes room for sex. Sometimes romance is irrelevant, and the songs revel in sex for its own sake. An older woman named Vera takes up with a not very interesting younger man whose major appeal lies between the sheets. Meanwhile, three women as young as Vera feels understand the evening's trade-off and enter into the arrangements with high spirits intact. love doesn't enter the conversation. Just the sort of witty cynicism at which Lorenz Hart excelled. Vivian Siegel, Bewitched, and Rebecca Luker, Sarah Uriarte Berry, and Debbie Gravitt sing For Your Supper.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I awake. With no promo seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Until I could sleep where I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it because the laugh's on me. But still he is all mine, and I'll keep him until he is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot, bewitched. To him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Hawks and crows. you supper, and you'll get breakfast songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear, sing for your luncheon, and you'll get dinner, dine with wine of choice. If romance is in your voice, I heard from wise canary trilling, makes you willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper, and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread, it's said. So sing and you'll be fed. Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat if the song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get.
Vivian Siegel, Bewitched, and Rebecca Luker, Sarah Uriarte Berry, and Debbie Gravitt, Sing for Your Supper. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Because Hart wrote for the theater, his lyrics had to fit the characters and their circumstances. Although he never found love's sweetness, he knew how to create it, even at its most touching and youthful. Nobody I know believes in love at first sight, but Hart could create even that moment of mystery. From Connecticut Yankee, Dick Foran and Julie Warren, My Heart Stood Still.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at schools. All indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes, now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
my Plato, said my prayers at night. But since your kiss, I'm living in the light. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move, yet my heart stood still.
Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew.
Dick Foran and Julie Warren, My Heart Stood Still. Despite a song like My Heart Stood Still, elevated romanticism wasn't natural to Hart. He rescued his lyrics from flying over the top emotionally by grounding them in common experience and everyday imagery. In this case, the song is for someone who tastes the sad surprise of a love that suddenly ends. A young woman finds herself alone in a hotel as Shirley Ross sings, "It Never Entered My Mind."
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner let me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again. And all the while I'd hope again to see my
again. It never entered my mind.
Shirley Ross, It Never Entered My Mind. Love songs always flirt with the temptation to turn highfalutin. Songs about paradise and forever didn't suit Lorenz Hart often. He rooted most of his best songs in the here and now. In these two cases, by means of witty self-examination. I don't know if Hart was capable of the same thing in his own difficult life, but I do know he created characters who handled it with aplomb. Mary Jane Walsh, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and Kay Coulter and Joshua Shelley, Glad to Be Unhappy.
Yesterday, perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. But now I know I was naive. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in.
Mary Jane Walsh, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and Kay Coulter and Joshua Shelley, Glad to Be Unhappy. Here's the subtext for the hour. With very few exceptions, all these songs are from the 1930s. In the 20s, Rodgers and Hart were writing Manhattan and Mountain Greenery, but in a darker decade, whatever was dark in Hart's nature also appeared, not because of the Depression, but certainly it matched it in tone and disposition. Compare these two songs to make the point. The first is joyfully giddy, the second joyful despite the separation of the lovers. Love persists in both, but hear the difference in tone between Thou Swell from 1927 and Dancing on the Ceiling from 3 years later.
Babe, we are well met, as in a spell met. I lift my helmet, Sandy, you're just Sandy, gorgeous, this here lad. You're such a fistful, my eyes are mistful. Are you too wistful to care, to say, you care, to say, come near, lad. You are so graceful, have you wings? You have a face full of nice things. You have no speaking voice, dear. With every word it sings. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand. For thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in ha-ha, for two rooms and kitchen I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Thy words are queer, sir, unto mine ear, sir, yet thou art dear, sir, to me. Thou could woo me, now could thou try, knight. I'd murmur swell to, and like it well to, more thou would tell to, Sandy. Thou art dandy, now art thou my knight. Thine arms are martial, thou hast grace. My cheek is partial to thy face. My lips grow weary, mine are their resting place. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee.
Overhead on the ceiling, near my bed, in my heart.
Dick Foran and Julie Warren, Thou Swell, and Jesse Matthews, Dancing on the Ceiling. Today's final song is one of Hart's most innovative lyrics. It's not as flashy as the slangy, anachronistic language of Thou Swell, but the song ruminates on a new love that feels as if it's anything but new. It's an uncommon use of déjà vu in a lyric. The song's inventiveness intensifies the lover's emotion while never separating it from what's recognizable and believable. From Babes in Arms, David Campbell and Aaron Dilley, Where or When.
I've never met anyone like you before. I think you're wonderful. On the other hand, that doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, I guess it doesn't. I mean, we just met.
Yeah. Gee, that's funny.
Funny.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem. Sometimes you think you've lived before all that you've lived today. Things you do come back to you as though they knew the way. Oh, the tricks your mind can play. Seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
We have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
David Campbell and Aaron Dilley, Where or When. Even in romantic love ballads, lyricist Lorenz Hart brought his particular wit and bittersweet sensibility to the writing. His love songs are rarely generic, but are usually an outgrowth of his distinctive way of seeing the world. Hart on Hart. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it. Someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm. You got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm. I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight. No work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.